Previously on Suits.
Ava Hassington, you're under arrest. Conspiracy to commit murder.
If you're looking to ride some partner's coattails, you're going to have to look somewhere else.
Stephen Hundley, senior partner, London office.
I want you to find out what the hell that guy's up to.
I know about your deal with Edward.
I don't need you babysitting me on this case.
Tony Giannopoulos got a hold of that video.
I think he's trying to take over the company.
You told me to take this deal. I did, and now here I am.
I didn't know about these murders.
What you don't seem to believe is neither did I.
You're not the fool anymore, Lewis. My cross is. And I can't take it back.
Your future at this firm is over.
This is everything I have on Tony Giannopoulos. Welcome to Team Win.
We just admitted to each other that we're defending a murderer. Doesn't really seem like cause for celebration.
It's not a celebration. I made a deal with Darby to take over the firm from Jessica.
Votes in 48 hours.
He's not losing that vote.
I'm getting my shit.
I got my shit.
Conference room.
5 minutes.
What is she doing here?
She's my new associate.
So that's why you made the video.
You seem upset that she led you to believe that she was trying to befriend you when it turned out she was going to betray you.
Lewis.
You got a problem with that?
No, no problem.
Not as long as your daddy's here.
Do I have to have another talk with you?
You got a talk with him?
Yes. But I didn't feel the need to run to you to protect me.
Second choice never does.
I can't believe it's up to me to be the adult in the room. Maybe it's time we get down to business.
Good, because the first order of business is discussing what to do following Ava's statement.
She's not making a statement.
Yes, she is.
Ava makes a statement, Cameron's going to be all over it.
Cameron Dennis isn't the problem right now. The problem is Ava Hassington isn't a credible CEO.
The problem is she's on trial for murder.
And public perception says that she's as guilty as Jean Valjean with a loaf of bread in his pants. And in case you're not up on current events, we're facing a vote for control of her company in 2 days.
Talking under threat makes her look desperate.
And not talking makes her look either guilty or incompetent.
We need to send the message to Wall Street that she's in control and she's got nothing to hide.
This is a meeting about how to keep Ava's company without endangering her murder defense.
Did it ever occur to you that if she's cold enough to kill off opposition to her pipeline, she's cold enough to pull offline to the press? I mean, we all know she did this, right?
This isn't open for discussion. She's not saying a word.
I'm afraid it's too late.
What did you do?
She's on her way to an interview right now. It'll run in the journal, and it'll blow Giannopoulos and his bullshit takeover attempt out of the water.
Connolly.
Mr. Connolly, I do apologize, but I'm afraid we have to change the location of our interview.
Who is this?
Miss Hessington's assistant.
Well, I spoke to her assistant this morning.
Yes, Rebecca handles Miss Hessington's schedule. I handle her life.
Why, so I'm supposed to traipse all over town because what she prefer?
Not prefer, insist.
Insist? I'm giving her a forum to tell her side of the story.
An exclusive forum, which needn't be the case. Now, make no mistake, Mr. Connolly, Miss Hessington is the one doing the favor here. So if you'd like to speak with her, my driver here would be more than happy to take you to her. Or, if you would prefer to call Rebecca, I'm sure she'll be able to set something up for you sometime, say, next December.
Go ahead and order.
Connolly's running a little late. He should get here at 10 past. You're not giving an interview.
I wasn't trying to keep this from you.
You didn't exactly CC me on the memo.
Very well. You want the truth? I don't particularly appreciate being muzzled.
I suggest you don't think of it as muzzled so much as keeping you out of jail for the rest of your life.
And what would you have me do, Harvey? Hmm? Take a week in St. Bart's? Because that is not going to happen.
I know that's not going to happen. You're on trial for murder.
And because of that, a tender offer has been made on a company with my family name. And with all that going on, the fact that I haven't made a statement defending myself is bullshit.
It's not bullshit, it's smart.
Of course you see it that way. You think I'm guilty.
I've told you before, it doesn't matter what I think. But if you think saying you're innocent is going to make people believe you, it won't. Because you know who says they're innocent? Everybody.
Every day I keep my mouth shut, our stock takes a dive. And that makes me vulnerable.
I get it. You want to convince the world you're not responsible for these murders so you can keep control of your big oil company.
That is not what I said.
Well, that's how Cameron Dennis is going to make it sound. Ava, you're on trial for your life.
This company is my life.
And that's exactly what it's going to look like. A greedy oil exec clinging to her money factory with her blood-stained hands.
Very well. You've made your point. Now, I suggest you find a way to get me out of both situations, because I am not losing control of my company to Tony Giannopoulos.
See the money won't stay for you with you. Giving up a piece of pie for your wife. Everybody wanna know how it feels. Everybody wanna see what it's like.
New dress?
What can I say? It deserved me.
What's the occasion? Does a girl need a reason to look spectacular?
Sugar me.
Yes.
Before anyone sugars anyone, if you two are dating, you need to know that we have a very strict policy in favor of that.
And we have a very strict policy to keep our sugar to ourselves.
That's a pity. I'm partial to a little sweetness in the morning.
Well, then I would recommend the bakery on 52nd.
You care to join me? I hate to deny you the pleasure of my company.
I think I can manage without it.
Since you're from a different country, I'll translate. She finds you a bit douchey, love.
My loss. Ladies.
Oh, that man is trouble.
It's okay, I can handle it.
Oh, no, it's okay. I don't need you to.
Wait, what are we talking about?
The fact that he's into me.
Were you here? He's into me.
Then why was I the one getting all the stares?
Haven't you ever heard go after the second prettiest to get the prettiest attention?
No, I've never heard that.
Well, it's a thing.
Huh. Are you saying I'm the second prettiest?
I'm saying you are to him.
Oh, the dress. He asked you out?
Last week.
And?
I passed.
Why?
Why should I go out with him? Just because he's charming and hot?
And witty and British.
And has a title.
He does?
No. But even if he did, that wouldn't be a reason. I told you, Rach, I don't mix business with pleasure.
Business? He's only here for 6 weeks.
And he is based out of London.
That's practically a different company.
And it's definitely a different country.
So you'll consider it?
Nope.
What's going on with Ava Hessington?
I convinced her not to give an interview.
How'd she get it in her head it'd be a good idea in the first place?
Lewis.
Is he aware she's up for murder?
Is he aware that most people don't line their offices with pictures of themselves?
Well, evidently not.
You know, he's still got one of his dead cat.
Harvey, leave the cat alone.
Stupid cat.
How dare you sabotage my case?
I didn't sabotage shit. You set that thing up behind my back and you didn't tell me about it until you thought it was too late.
Yeah, because I knew the minute things heated up on the takeover attempt, you'd want to take my case back.
Take your case back? I don't know how familiar you are with the game of law, but murder trumps takeover.
Oh, you condescending piece of
shit. Harvey's right. The woman can't make public statements while she's on trial for murder. Trump.
Well, if she's going to keep her mouth shut, then she's going to have to step down or we're going to lose this vote.
Asking her to step down would be asking her to cut off her arm.
And if we don't cut off her arm, Harvey, we're going to lose the patient.
She's my client. I'm not going to let that happen.
Ava Hessington is not my client. Hessington Oil is. And they generate $14 million a year in billables.
Have you not been listening? Ava Hessington is Hessington Oil.
Not for long.
Excuse me?
Lewis is right. If she steps down now, we can still win the vote and keep them as a client.
Well, who's going to convince her to do that?
We don't have to convince her. We can just go to the board. We don't even have to tell her.
And like hell you will, and like hell I won't.
Harvey, this needs to happen.
No, I won't do it.
This is my call.
I'm afraid it isn't.
Excuse me?
You and I both know who assigned me to this case. And it wasn't you. It was the man you chose to merge with.
the same man who has a 51% share of our law firm. So, unless you're going to undo that, you're going to live with this.
Was she pissed?
I bet she was pissed.
Not as pissed as you're going to be.
What are you talking about?
You're on Katrina duty for the next 2 days.
What? I'd rather be on latrine duty.
It's not an option.
Okay, then I'm going AWOL.
Well, let me connect the dots for you, Forrest Gump. Even though Jessica gave in on the strategy, Lewis made it clear he's willing to sacrifice Ava.
And you don't trust him to play by the rules.
Which is why you're going to work side by side with her to figure a way out of this jam.
And at the same time, make sure she and Lewis don't shaft us.
Not bad, Forrest.
Okay, if I'm Forrest, then you're Bubba.
Shrimp business.
Harvey, if Ava loses her company, will Darby still back you as managing partner?
I didn't ask, but I sure as hell wouldn't.
What is it, Lewis?
I just wanted to thank you for backing me earlier.
I had your back because you had the best strategy.
It still means a lot to me. And you know, I don't know where Harvey gets off telling you how to run things.
It's over, Lewis. I'm moving on.
Doesn't have to be.
What exactly are you proposing?
Allow me to be your black swan. Let me do the things that your position precludes you from doing. The dark choices, the distasteful wet work.
You mean like using lie to dissolve a human body?
I mean using lies to dislodge a pesky CEO.
Well, we've been told that's not an option.
Well, not for you, maybe, but as we just agreed, it's the right option for the board. And Harvey and his master lord Poppycock don't have to know.
Lewis, I appreciate your offer. I do. But...
Oh, but the one time you take my side over his, you're not willing to fight for it.
I'm willing to fight. I just won't do it behind Darby's back.
Look, I swear it'll never come back to you.
I didn't say I was afraid to get caught. I said I don't want to operate that way. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Need I remind you, you had me go behind Harvey's back to do the same thing with McKernan Motors?
That was not the same.
I get it. You were in charge then. You're not in charge anymore.
Hey.
Oh, all jammed up?
I'm afraid so.
You just need to coax it a little.
Oh, and how does one do that?
Oh, it's all in the touch.
Well, I've been nothing but gentle.
There's a time to be gentle, and there's a time to be firm. You should see how I handle the facts.
I can imagine. You know, in fact, given your skills, I think you'd probably be the ideal person to handle my short-term needs. So I'm in the States on a limited basis, and I've got nobody to help me with my workload.
I get it. You're forced to do everything yourself.
It's getting exhausting.
And you need someone to help relieve the pressure.
Naturally, I thought of you.
Not Rachel.
I think you know the answer to that.
I knew it then.
I know you did. It'll be a brief, casual arrangement whilst I'm in New York.
I wouldn't have time for anything more.
And we have an agreement?
I don't know. What kind of boss would you be?
Demanding. But very generous.
Generous is good.
As is Daniel Day-Lewis, doing Macbeth.
You do realize that this arrangement would involve no secretarial work.
I'd be disappointed if it did.
Katrina Bennett.
At your service.
God, I love the sound of that.
Your wish is my command.
My wish is for you to...
Work hand in glove with Mike Ross on getting rid of Tony Giannopoulos. Keep an eye on what they're doing while at the same time limit their understanding of what we're doing.
How do you know all that?
It's my job.
Wait a minute, I thought you can't stand Mike Ross. All of a sudden you're willing to work with him?
It's my job.
If I ask you to murder someone on a rainy winter's eve, how would you respond?
You want a gun or a knife?
If you were less attractive, I'd love you.
I know. Lewis, why aren't we just kicking Ava Heffington out? She'd be gone before she even would hit her.
If Harvey had half your brains, that's exactly what we'd be doing. But he doesn't. And as much as I hate to admit it, he's in charge of this decision.
He's not in charge of this firm. Go to Jessica. She'll agree with it, you'll get the credit, and Harvey will be off Heffington Oil before he even knows what hit him.
Katrina, as much as I appreciate your suggestion, I refuse to operate in a duplicitous manner.
Then I'll find us a way to get rid of Tony Giannopoulos anyway.
I might have to let you look at what I've got, but I don't have to let you touch it.
Touch it? This room is a disaster.
This room is fine. I know where everything is and what everything is.
What are you even doing?
Finding dirt on Giannopoulos.
You're dealing with one of the most sophisticated raiders in the world. He's not leaving a trail for you to follow.
Oh, yeah? And what's your strategy, huh? You going to record him and make an embarrassing video?
No. I'm going to play a little game.
Monopoly. You don't think I started with that? There's no way to have a monopoly in the oil business. It's too goddamn big. And even if you could, these are all the companies that Giannopoulos owns in any way, and these are the biggest companies in the oil industry. There's no way to connect the dots.
Well, do you want to go down the same road and have another fight, or do you want to try to figure out a way that...
Shit.
We can... What?
We've been looking in the wrong place. Jessica, what a lovely coincidence running into you in Toronto.
This is not a coincidence.
Why, it was still going to be lovely.
I need you to make it perfectly clear to Harvey that he has no say in the Hessington Oil takeover battle.
And why would I do that?
Because he's making a huge mistake and using your name to do it.
Let me guess, you'd like her to remove herself from management.
She can do it herself, or I can do it for her. But either way, she's got to go until this trial is over.
I'm afraid I don't see it that way.
Well, you're wrong.
And you're overstepping.
Listen to me. She stands to lose control of this company permanently if we don't do something.
Then do something.
I'm trying. But you're cutting off my legs because of a bond you had with her father.
No, because I value relationships over money.
Well, I value the terms of our merger. And Hessington Oil was one of your biggest selling points.
And Harvey Specter, one of yours.
I'm not going to stand for losing this takeover.
Then don't. But Ava isn't going anywhere. One more thing. Instead of spending firm money to fly to another country to question my judgment, feel free to call first. I'll be happy to give you the same answer over the phone.
This is brilliant.
We've got the connection. We just need to figure out how to stop it.
I already have. This is great work, Katrina. You struck oil.
It was actually Mike's idea.
Why do you want to give him credit?
Because if I don't, you won't listen when I say you should take him with you.
I'm not taking anyone with me.
It's an opportunity for him to see you beat the shit out of a living legend.
Tony Giannopoulos gets blown out of the water and Mike gets blown away.
And Jessica hears about it all.
I'm going to suggest this to Harvey.
Feel free to tell him it was all your idea.
Don't mind if I do. Oh, perfect timing. Harvey, I was just going to run something by you.
I don't have time, Lewis. I'm working on a murder case. I just dropped by to inform you Mike's coming with you to see Giannopoulos.
Like hell he is.
Excuse me?
I'm not taking anyone.
Lewis.
And don't Lewis me. This is my case, and you've been sticking your nose in it ever since I got it.
Sticking my nose in? You only have this case because I was kind enough to give it to you.
You only gave it to me because you hadn't realized that you were responsible for turning Ava's bribery charges into murder charges.
You're off this case.
Go ahead. Call Ava. Tell her that you're diverting your attention from her murder trial to work on this. Yep, didn't think so. Get out of my office because I got a meeting to prepare for. What just happened to him?
He got lit up.
Damn straight.
Have you seen this? It's an article in today's Wall Street Journal painting me as the picture of corporate greed.
As I told you before, if you speak out, they're going
to... I have a chance to save my company.
Lewis Litt is doing that right now.
That is not the point.
That is the point. We can still save your company and you won't have to hurt yourself at your murder trial.
But the point is, I want to speak at my murder trial.
That's not wise.
And how many murder trials have you conducted in your many years?
Ava!
Silence is damning. Look at this article. I'm already guilty.
If you take the stand, Cameron Dennis is going to rip you to shreds.
This is not up for discussion. I will have my say.
Then I'm going to show you what you're in for.
Well, you wouldn't be doing your job if you didn't.
Have a seat, Mr. Lipp. I'll be with you in a minute.
You'll be with me?
Yes, as I said, in a minute.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, I'd ask you who you are, but the truth is, I don't really give a shit. Where the hell's Tony Giannopoulos?
Mr. Giannopoulos is upstairs. To get upstairs, you have to get through those doors. And to get through those doors, you have to get through me. And you're not getting through me.
Well, perhaps I have the key.
This is a balance sheet from one of our subsidiaries. This is nothing.
Sorry, forgot. It's a combination lock. This represents the totality of Giannopoulos Limited Holdings. You control 40% of U.S. radio stations, corn production, interstate trucking, and that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Looks like I picked the right employer.
One problem. Hessington Oil owns enough of those industries to get you in trouble with the FTC. Yeah, you think we wouldn't find that?
You think we wouldn't? These folders are out of date. We've already divested.
Into this, this, and this.
So what? Hessington doesn't have holdings in those areas.
They do now. And if you don't leave them alone, you're going to be tied up with my friend from the FTC until kingdom goddamn come. Got that, Spank?
Then it's a good thing Mr. Giannopoulos arranged an exception for us over dinner with his friend, the commissioner of the FTC.
That's not legal.
Legal? Yes, it is. As long as we disclose it, which we always do. You think you're the first lawyer to try to outsmart us? We're not lawyers. We're investment bankers. We call you for the paperwork. We didn't go to Harvard. We went to Wharton, and we saw you coming a mile away. Spank. Oh, by the way, Mr. Giannopoulos is in Monaco. Christina will validate you on the way out.
Finally cleaning up.
Can't stay here forever.
How'd your meeting with Ava go?
She wants to testify at her own trial.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, I know. We're working on it. Thought she'd be with Lewis.
He went to go see Giannopoulos by himself.
I hope it works.
We have a good plan. For what it's worth, I suggested Lewis take you with him.
Shit.
I still would say, just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in.
Okay, so you watch The Sopranos too?
Nobody watches The Wire without starting with The Sopranos.
Did you really suggest that to Lewis?
It was your idea. You deserve the credit.
Truce?
Truce.
You trying to score some extra edamame from the delivery guy?
Please. Yuki always brings me extra edamame.
Well, then who's the touch-up for? And did you do a costume change without leaving the office?
I have a number that calls a guy. Who knows my size?
I need that number.
I can't give you that number.
Oh, my God. You have a date with Steven.
It's not really a date. It's more of an arrangement.
An arrangement.
He has some short-term needs, asked if I could help him out while he's in town, blah, 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 meeting him today.
Blah, blah, blah. What's blah, blah, blah?
Oh, you know, it's just this, that, and the other thing.
Uh-huh. And does he know that blah, blah, blah constitutes this, that, and the other thing?
Rachel, Stephen and I communicate a little more subtly. Suggestive banter, double entendres. We both know what we agreed to.
Sounds to me like you agreed to a hot and steamy affair.
I'm not even going to dignify that with a response.
Oh my God, did you agree to a hot and steamy affair?
I have no idea.
Lewis, what can I do for you?
I want off this case.
Take it you struck out with Giannopoulos?
I didn't strike out. What I did was almost pull a rabbit out of the hat. But the truth is, the one good move we had has been taken away from us. And I'm not going to be left holding the bag because Harvey chose to handcuff me.
Louis, I'm not taking you off this case. But I am taking the handcuffs off.
Wait, are you saying that I have your blessing to go to the board and convince them to ditch Ava Hessington?
I'm not saying anything.
Got it. My work.
This conversation never happened. What is it?
Have you ever said to Harvey, this conversation never happened?
Louis.
Please tell me you never have.
Would I tell you if I had?
I'll take that as a no.
Good night, Louis.
Black Swan. Wednesday, 6:52 p.m. It happened. I was born alive, looking for a little memory. Just a matter of time, until your hands were healing me. You, who you wanted to, look the devil right in the eye.
Wow. You aren't having a heart attack, are you?
Would that put a crimp in your evening?
Well, I guess I could scalp your ticket, seeing as it is the hottest of the season.
You know, I practically had to sell my spleen for them.
That's funny. I heard you got them from a client.
Did you also hear that I traded him my spleen?
I don't care if it cost you a lung. Daniel Day-Lewis in a kilt? Worth it.
I'm really glad to hear that.
Of course you are. You found out how much I love the theater.
Well, you don't think the reason that I arranged all of this is because I looked into you?
Didn't you?
Sure I did. You know, I'm actually to theatre what Harvey is to sport.
Nah, you don't give a shit about theatre. You love sports.
Rugby, mostly.
Nice try.
We do what we can. But we are going for dinner with Daniel Day-Lewis after the show.
You're kidding.
I may be indifferent to the theatre, but I know how to get things done.
You are good.
I told you that the first day we met. I'm better than good.
What time is dinner?
10:30.
Then we better get going.
Well, the show doesn't start for another 20 minutes.
We aren't going to the show.
Taxi!
Is that really necessary?
It'll be in the deposition.
I don't care about the deposition.
Harvey.
You want to know how you come across? You have to see how you come across. Now answer my question. Did you bribe a foreign government? Why are you hesitating, Miss Hessington? Something to hide?
Look, I think what Harvey's trying to say...
You hesitate, they won't trust you.
Your bribery isn't in question. Cameron is going to enter that plea into evidence. You have to own it and move on.
And I suggest you do it more believably, because when you're up there, staring down the barrel of 12 executioners, there's no changing your mind.
Do you think I don't know you're trying to rattle me?
Rattle you? I'm just giving you the facts. Cameron's going to rattle you. And it's going to work. Because you and I both know you did this.
How dare you?
How dare I what? This is your idea.
Then ask me a goddamn question.
You bribe that government. What's to stop anyone with a pulse from believing you knew that money was payment for killing those people?
Because life is more important to me than money.
Then why the hell did you pay that bribe in the first place?
Because that's how it works over there.
Murder is also how it works over there.
You did it. You know it. And you're not convincing anyone.
Very good. Finally, we get to it. If you check your records, you'd know the reason we won that bid is we were the only company who took it upon ourselves to go to the people.
Because you needed to see what your obstacle was.
My obstacle? We paid $100 million more than anyone else on the condition that the money be used to relocate any family who lost anything within 50 miles of that pipeline. Job, home, land, livestock... anything. What happened over there sickens me. I lose sleep over it every night. And as soon as I am out of this nightmare, I am going to shut down the entire project. The pipeline, the oil field, all of it. So I've just about had enough of you two wondering whether I'm guilty of these murders or not. Is that a good enough trial run for you?
Holy shit.
She didn't do it.
understand you have a strategy to defeat the takeover attempt?
I do, but it involves a conversation about how essential you find Ava Heslington.
If the only way to beat Tony Giannopoulos is to get rid of her, then I don't think we have a choice.
If you need cover for the other board members, then you can just tell them that Pearson Darby recommended that.
And I'll recommend to them that we retain Pearson Darby.
So we have a deal.
What's the matter with you?
We just deposed Ava Heslington.
You deposed your own client?
Practice.
You couldn't convince her not to testify?
No, not that. She convinced us that maybe she should.
Well, there'd be only one reason to even consider that.
She didn't do it.
No way.
I know. You said if she's cold enough to do it, she'd be cold enough to lie about it. But this woman is about to lose her title, her company, her whole life. And I know that she is telling the truth. You don't have to believe me. Take a look for yourself.
Hey.
What happened?
He agreed.
She's out.
It'll be done tomorrow before the tender offer vote.
Then we still have time.
What are you talking about?
She's innocent.
What?
Take a look at this.
I figured out what we're going to do.
And what is that?
What we should have done in the first place. We're going to let her talk to the board.
And preempt tomorrow's meeting with one of our own.
She can convince us she's innocent. She can convince them to keep her in charge and vote against the takeover.
Win-win.
Have Lewis set it up.
Whoa. Lewis?
Yeah. He'll love it. Letting her talk is what he wanted to do in the first place. Get it done.
Lewis, what are you still doing here? You put in a long day. You did a great job. Now go home.
I can't.
Why not?
She didn't do it.
Who didn't do what?
Ada Heslington had nothing to do with those murders.
How do you like that? I'll see you in the morning.
Jessica. I'm serious. She's innocent.
And what does that have to do with me going home tonight?
It has everything to do with it. Harvey agreed to let her talk to the board. That's all I ever wanted.
Lewis, if they don't oust her tomorrow morning, they will lose that takeover vote tomorrow afternoon. She will be pushed out either way.
Well, at least I won't be responsible for taking away an innocent woman's company.
You're not responsible for it. This is a hostile takeover. They're coming tomorrow, and the market doesn't care whether she's innocent or not.
Harvey's going to think it was me.
It was you. And he would have thought that before.
Please do not stop me from going back to that board.
Lewis, you offered to do this. You're not doing this to Harvey. You're doing this for your client, Heslington Oil.
Ava Heslington is Heslington Oil.
Not anymore.
Jessica, I...
Enough! This conversation did happen. And it's over.
How long have you been standing there?
Long enough to know that if this law thing doesn't work out, you'd make a lousy boy Friday.
I'd ask you to help, but I wouldn't want to take advantage.
And I'd say yes, but I don't want to be taken advantage of. Though I am happy to watch.
I'm nothing but a piece of meat to you, aren't I?
Quiet, copy boy. Same time tomorrow night?
Absolutely.
Interesting. If you find copy rooms interesting, you need to get out more.
Oh, I'm not talking about the copy room. I'm talking about you and Steven and the spring in your steps. And if I didn't know any better, I'd say you were sleeping with him. Oh, my God.
You slept with him, didn't you?
No. How was it?
Suffice it to say,
I was awesome. Oh, wait, sorry. You probably wanted to know about him, don't you?
The point of the question, yes. Really?
God, no. I may have met my match.
Oh, my God. And the arrangement?
Ongoing.
What, did you tell Harvey?
Oh, my God.
What?
I never thought about Harvey. I'm Donna. How could I have not thought of that?
Because you weren't thinking with your brain.
Good one.
You were thinking with your...
Yeah, I got it.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to tell him as soon as he gets back.
You have everything we need?
Everything.
Where's Lewis?
He's going to meet us over there.
We should all be going together.
Well, at least David's here on time.
What the hell did you do?
What are you talking about?
I just got voted out of my own company.
Wait, the vote on the takeover isn't supposed to be till this afternoon.
Well, they had a different one before that, and I'm out. And what I want to know is, did you know?
Ava, I didn't go behind your back.
Well, you may not have gone behind my back, but this never would have happened if you'd have let me speak publicly in the first place.
Look, Ava, my believing in your innocence wouldn't change my mind about you talking to a reporter.
Then why were you going to let me speak today?
Because an interview isn't the same thing as a closed-door meeting within your own company.
Well, they had a closed-door meeting, and the only person who benefited from that was you.
How's that?
I may be out, but you're not. Pearson Darby has been conveniently retained as Hessington Oil's legal counsel.
You think I don't know this was you?
I don't care whether you know it was me or not. I stand by what I did, and I'd do it again.
You mean selling Ava out because of your personal issues with me?
This isn't personal, and it's not about you.
Bullshit! Ever since Darby handed me this case and not you, you've been pissed.
I wasn't pissed until we had a disagreement on strategy, and you invoked his name to cut me out.
I get it. I wasn't wrong about it being personal. I was wrong about which person. You're not pissed at me. You're pissed at yourself for getting played.
What did you just say to me?
You heard me. Fools rush in, and you're the one who gave them the 51% in the first place.
I merged with Edward for the sake of this firm, just like what I did today with Ava. And the only one in this room taking things personally is you.
Tell yourself whatever you want, but don't tell me it doesn't have to do with Darby, and don't tell me it isn't personal, because you can't stand being number two.
Harvey, do you have a minute?
No, I don't. I need Edward Darby on the phone right now. By the way, where were you this morning?
What are you talking about? I was here.
You weren't here.
I was in the copy room.
Well, what the hell were you doing in the copy room?
I was finishing up a couple things for Steven.
Oh, you're working for Steven.
I made some copies.
You work for me.
Sorry. It was a one-time thing.
Well, since you haven't gotten Darby for me yet, what do you want?
Nothing. It can wait.
What do you want?
I want to tell you that I enjoyed working with you.
Thought I was going to be able to say the same.
If it means anything to you, I told Lewis to stop the plan to get rid of Ava.
Did you know he wasn't going to?
No. But the truth is, even if I did, I wouldn't have done anything to stop it.
Was that supposed to make me believe you?
It's supposed to make you understand me.
You're loyal to him.
I'm committed to him.
Good night, Katrina.
Good night.
What did she want?
Nothing. Tell me she enjoyed working with me.
Did you?
Did I what?
Did you enjoy working with her? I mean, I just keep seeing you guys and working together all the time, and it just seemed to be bonding away.
Are you jealous?
It's not funny.
I'm not smiling because it's funny. I'm smiling because it's sweet.
You didn't think it was sweet when I was jealous of you and Jenny.
You and I weren't together then, but we are now.
Right. Which is why it bothers me more now.
Rachel. I trusted you with my secret, my life. If I trusted you with that, don't you know that that means I... Yeah, that I...
don't. What are you trying to say?
You know what I'm trying to say.
Don't say it now. I don't want to hear it here.
Here? Where we've done pretty much everything
Mike,
else? I love you. I love you. I don't want to keep it in anymore.
I love you too. And at this moment, I don't care. Who knows?
I feel now about you then. I'm just glad I can explain. Beautiful and close and young.
What you did amounts to nothing short of insubordination.
Did you fly all the way from another country to tell me that? You could have just called.
I gave you a very clear directive and you defied me.
Do you want to get into it?
I most certainly do.
When I agreed to merge with you, I knew it was 51-49, but I didn't think you would lord your 2% over me like a hammer.
And when I agreed to acquire you, I didn't think I'd have to.
Are you saying you regret this merger?
I'm saying perhaps I should have paid more attention to the red flags, such as covering up the embezzlement of a former partner.
Something you were more than willing to use to make the deal.
You went behind my back.
And you stuck me with this case, and then risked losing me a huge amount of money.
I gave Harvey this case after already handing you a huge amount of money.
I am in charge on this side of the ocean.
Because I allow it to be that way.
And there it is again. 51-49.
Yeah, until now, I believed that Harvey was the wild horse that couldn't be tamed, but perhaps it is you.
I think maybe Harvey was right. It is personal. But I didn't make it that way. You did, when you allowed your feelings for Ava to cloud your judgment. And as you pointed out, I had a partner once who made decisions based on his personal shit. And I will not allow that to happen again. And 51-49 or not, I just took $14 million and put it on my side of the ledger. So do me a favor, Edward, and turn off the lights on your way out.